Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all. Once again we say welcome to our program called Reformation of the Ummah. We thank our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, this is the weekly program that you would be watching with mashallah. I'm accompanied by our respected, honorable, beloved Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah. Of course, Qulana Ziyad needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani channel, mashallah. And he's here, my companion, my co-host, mashallah. We make dua that Allah Kareem grants more khair and barakah to Murana Sahib. How have you been keeping your Sayyidi?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah's rahmah is upon us.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Let's get started, dear viewers. You know this is the theme of the program. It's a reformational program, right, dear viewers? So tonight, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we are speaking about the importance of time. Subhanallah. What is the value of time itself? Tonight, we are not just managing time, dear viewers. We are going to be answering for our valuable time that we have in our lives. But let me ask you something real, dear viewers. When the world gives us free time, the question is, what do you give back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah, because some of us are excited. Finally, we can rest. Many of us are saying, yo, finally back at bed. We can be in bed. We can wake up the time that we want to wake up. We can do whatever we want to. So others are thinking, you know what, let me catch up on some series. Some are thinking, let me just scroll and waste time. Others are going to talk about sleeping. But very few people are asking, how do I multiply this waqt and time of mine? Allahu Akbar. Because time is not just passing, dear viewers. Time is recording. Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr. Allahu Akbar. So look up this verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Asr. What an important ayah that makes us understand the purpose of this life and this valuable gift and ni'mah in the form of waqt and time which Allah has given you and I. So Allah Kareem states, by time indeed, mankind is surely in loss. What are our losses, dear viewers of Madani channel? So not some people, not bad people, all people except those who use time correctly. Jiha, how do we manage our time? So don't kill your time, dear viewers. Time quietly kills your opportunities. Tonight, we are not here to make you feel bad. We are here to make you intentional. Become a person who makes niyyah. Become a person who plans. Become a person who makes your time productive. Subhanallah. So to help us unlock this important discussion, as I mentioned earlier, I am accompanied by our esteemed Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah. Allahu Akbar. So we are speaking about barakah in time, maximizing our time to the best of our abilities, where we can accomplish more from this little weekend that we have got.
Right.
So, Mohsab, this is the question, you know, what exactly barakah means? Why do some people achieve so much in little time whilst others waste so much of time that they have on hand?
SubhanAllah, I think barakah and what barakah is in time has been answered in that question. It's a very beautiful way of explaining it, actually. And that barakah, blessings in time, if you want to see it practically, it is that we are all given the same amount of time. We all have 24 hours in a day. We all have the same number of days within the month. We all have the same number of days within the year. But you find that some people, in that limited number of hours, minutes, seconds, they get a lot done. They get great tasks accomplished, and that is a sign that they have barakah in their time, they have blessings in their time. And whilst you have, on the other hand, those who also have the same amount of time, but you find that they don't manage to accomplish much within even plenty of time, so they unfortunately are lacking barakah, lacking blessings in their time. So I've seen this in many personalities. You see it in Sheikh Tariqat al-Mughal al-Sunnat, you see it in great Mufti An-Ikram, great scholars of the deen, that they value their time so much that they have something that they are doing and something that they have planned to do in every moment of their day, in every minute of their day. And so they are always chasing targets, that I need to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that. MashaAllah, what is the outcome of that? Some may feel that, oh, then the person might become miserable. Actually, that kind of person gets a lot done within a little time, because they don't let those seconds, milliseconds, and split seconds just go to waste. They are using every bit of it. And if they had to calculate by the end of the day that what have I accomplished, because you've used every moment of your time in something beneficial, by the end of the day, the accomplishment is great. My father used to tell us when we were going to study, so he'd advise us that if someone took a matchstick or a toothpick and he threw it behind him, if he throws a few and he looks back, he's not going to have very much. But if he keeps throwing them behind him, every moment he keeps throwing them behind him, every day he keeps throwing them behind him, the day will come that he'll turn back and he'll see a mountain behind him, a mountain of toothpicks or a mountain of matchsticks. Just like that, those who consistently adding value to their time and adding value to their lives.
You can safely say they're investing in themselves.
Absolutely. They are investing in themselves. They're investing in their lives. They're investing in goodness. And what happens is the end result is that they achieve a lot of goodness.
Whilst,
on the other hand, those who don't invest in it, they don't invest in their time, they don't invest in themselves, they don't invest in goodness, then they achieve very little. And then by the end of the same 24 hours, they look forth and they see, well, I've accomplished 1, 2, and 3 for today. Whilst the other person who valued every moment and used every moment profitably, Allah Ta'ala blesses him that it's not just 1, 2, and 3, it's 12, 24, 36, 48 things that mashallah he has accomplished within his day, because he's looked for every moment that he could use to benefit himself and to benefit his akhirah. And they tend to focus upon the quality of ibadat more, because they realize, I'm going to take, example, 10 minutes to perform these rakat, but I need to make these rakat count. You know, it's the difference between counting something and making it count. Focusing on the quality as compared to focusing on the quantity. So they focus on the quality of it because they know it's going to take me this time. I have to use it and ensure that I do make it count. It should be such salah that is valuable, you know, that I have given my all to. It should be such recitation of the Quran that I've given my all to. So they focus upon it, they place their minds and their hearts in it, and they have intentions behind every bit of it.
Right.
Remember that sometimes the difference between greatness in an action and just doing it averagely is what your intention was behind that action. That everybody could eat, and eating is not considered something great. But when the intention was that I'm going to eat in order to gain strength to perform ibadah, that eating becomes great. Everybody goes to sleep at night. Almost everybody goes to sleep at night. The person who just sleeps and then wakes up the next morning, on one hand, as compared to the one who slept with the intention that I'm resting my body so that I can do good tomorrow. The difference between their two sleeps, one was just sleep and one was sleep that was covered and filled with greatness. Why? Because it was sleep, it was that sleep that had set them up for the success of the next day. And so this intention is extremely important. I think if we include good intentions in everything we do, we plan our days, we set schedules, and we try to make the best of and take the best of every moment through our day, we're going to see an increase in barakah. We're going to have great quality of work done in our day, and we're going to have, inshallah azza wa jal, a great quantity as well. Who says quality and quantity can't come together? When there's barakah, you'll get both, inshallah.
Abadhi, mashallah. Everything that you've mentioned is excellent, Ya Sayyidi. In fact, barakah is not having more in the first place. Barakah isn't, the meaning of barakah doesn't mean to gain more. But rather, it is doing more with the very same time that we have.
Subhanallah.
So we have little money and you ask for barakah in it. You're not asking for Allah to grant you more wealth. You're asking for Him to place blessings in the little that you have that could suffice many more people. So when Allah Kareem grants barakah in that, like how subhanallah, the barakah in the hands of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would catch one clay pot of water and 1,500 somewhat people drank from that water, subhanallah, there was khayr and barakah. This is a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just to mention, when something little suffices more people, that is khayr and barakah. So you only have 24 hours in time, right? You can't have 25 hours. You can't make it 26 hours, even if you want to. All the people of the world together can't do that for you. You only have 24 hours. Rich, poor, black, white, doesn't matter. How did you manage your time? This is what matters. In today's day and age, when we look around us and we see the poor people at the robots begging, we see little street children, street children who don't have jobs, who are found at the signal points, the robots, at the shopping malls, places, asking for food, asking for money. They are begging. I'm sure it hurts your heart. There are many times that you want to help a person and you can't help. How many people are you going to help in the first place? You even ask yourself this question, I gave money here, am I going to give there, am I going to give there? These days, people even say in the morning when you're leaving, you know, you have to have, like in South Africa, you need to have like about 20, 30 rand of change in a day if you want to not have an argument with anybody, if you don't want to lose your mind. Because at every robot, you get people asking. You need to ask these people, did they ever value their time yesterday? Allah Kareem given them equal time just as you have. Today, you are sitting in your home under the aircon, in your comfort zone with your family, enjoying the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But this blessing of waqt which Allah granted you, also granted that person. He has nothing and you have everything today.
Actually, Masad, that's the difference that you see behind or between people who are successful, who have earned success or gained success, been blessed with success in whatever they feel, and those who are unsuccessful in their endeavors. It's a matter of who valued their time. You find that the scholar who has valued his time and learned whatever he could learn becomes a very successful scholar. And I'm not just speaking about wealth. I'm speaking about ilm, about knowledge. You have our pious predecessors that never wasted time, and subhanAllah, they became such ulama that it's very difficult to find the like of them today, sometimes impossible. And then if you have a doctor that values his time as well, so in his study, he studied so well and he becomes such an excellent doctor. You have people of various fields. You can name the field, you'll find the same.
Ziyad Madani Sahib, I had the opportunity in my life, but I was not afforded the opportunities you were afforded. I never have a sponsorship to go and study. I never have someone to come and boost me financially. People boil back down to finance, to support. But waqt is still clicking.
Yes.
He complains about when he was 15 years old, when he was in his youth, when he was growing up. Okay, he lost the time. Now he's 20. He feels, I'm 20, I lost that. I can't get nothing else in life now. Because the time frame has passed.
Right.
Now you're at another zone.
Yes.
From this zone, you have double the way to move forward. And the person loses. And by the time you're half your age, there is nothing else that you can do in your life.
You know, in a way, it does make sense as well. But what's important to understand is we can't just blame everything on who had an opportunity and who didn't get an opportunity. Remember, opportunities come out to everyone. It's just that those who are in the field, those who are working hard, they recognize opportunities first. I've seen people that, alhamdulillah, have become very successful in studies, even though, and they have attained degrees, they've attained much knowledge, even though they've come from poor backgrounds. How come? Just think of it. In a school as well, I was also in school, Marasa was in school as well. Not everyone within the school maybe had funds to be able to further their studies. But you had the selected few, and I can speak, you know, from experience on this, you have some that work hard, and you might not have the money for it, to further your studies. But even though you didn't look for the funds, the bursary found you. We had, you know, universities that would come to school and say that we are ready to give this student, that student, that student.
So it's an opportunity that came about.
It's an opportunity that came because of hard work.
Yeah.
So if someone just going to sit back and say, well, we didn't have the money. Well, if you didn't work hard enough, then the opportunities might not reach you. Now, it is true that, I wasn't successful when I was 15. I didn't work hard when I was 20. When I was 25, and now at 30, 35, 40, I am where I am. Actually, quite true. Why I'm saying quite true is because we do want to give hope, but at the same time, understand that we have to face the realities of life. The reality of life is that every moment, this is something to learn from, every moment wasted doesn't come back. It doesn't come back, meaning the opportunity wasted at the age 20 is not going to come back necessarily now at the age of 30 or 40. No. So at that point, if I wasted opportunities, at that point, if I didn't value my time, I am now at a disadvantage. Think now that if I don't value my time now, I will be at a disadvantage in the next 5 to 10 years. It is that way. So if I place myself at a disadvantage for not valuing time previously, Now I need to value time so that I am at an advantage in the next 5 to 10 years. Allah give you long life and good health, that you can make it to that time and you can see the success and the fruits of the efforts that you
mashallah, face now. Mashallah. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. You know what, Sayyidi, human body is made such that we aren't machines, ya Sayyidi.
We aren't.
We aren't machines. And if as our sisters working in the kitchen,
Allah Akbar.
They also need a rest. The question is now, why do people feel tired?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's just something natural. You'll want the holiday. But when the holiday comes, many people just go doom, you know?
I think people do face boredom in their holidays.
Hmm.
I don't think it's just that they are tired, because tired is often the result of having done some work. That sort of boredom and that fatigue that comes out, that mental fatigue during holiday time, is when people don't have purpose. Lack of purpose, remember this, that the lack of purpose does give you this mental fatigue. You feel drained, you feel like you haven't accomplished anything because, well, we haven't accomplished because we haven't had purpose. If we had purpose and we said that this is what I'm going to do, by this point I'm going to do this, we break it down into baby steps and we try to work our way through that, then inshallah azza wa jal, you will feel, you will experience the fulfillment of purpose. And therefore I think since people wake up in such a way, in fact, they go to sleep considering that when I wake up, I wake up. And then when they wake up, they're like, when I go to sleep, I'll go to sleep. There's no schedule, there's nothing of that sort. This is a complete lack of purpose through your day. A day like this will be spent in such a way that by the end of that day, you'll feel that you've accomplished nothing, yet you're tired. And that sort of sleep that you just sleep, that whenever I wake up, you will get up very tired as
well. But this is what I want to mention, because this is what common mind will mention.
Yes.
Usually, I'm speaking very general.
Okay.
When it's a holiday, the first thing the mind accepts is rest.
Yes.
Not this toxic environment anymore.
Yes.
Right? When I say toxic, I'm referring to that same mahol that becomes a toxic environment at
right.
times for some people, right?
Right. Just remember that if someone just feels like, I don't have anything to do tomorrow, so I'll sleep at whatever time I want to,
yeah.
then naturally you're going to struggle to wake up the next morning. And what happens? As a result of wasting the night, the next day becomes wasted as well, because you're starting your day very late. There's no productivity at all. Now, productivity does not necessarily mean the normal productivity that you have, meaning within the same tasks that you are normally productive. You can change your task and still be productive.
For example,
the rest is actually productivity. And I know many people are going to love that we are saying this, that rest is productive, because all of us want to be productive and we all want
not just walking and sitting at home and doing nothing. Rest means going to bed.
Yes, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.
Giving your body some rest.
Yes. Right. Rest is productive when it has purpose.
Right, okay.
When it has purpose, it's productive. And when it has no purpose, it is not productive. So when you want to take some rest, let's say you say, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to rest it out well. After Isha, I'm going to sleep and I'm going to get up for Fajr. This rest has purpose to keep you fresh at Fajr, because you want to accomplish something tomorrow. Now again, accomplish tasks. Be productive, even if it be in different ways to what you normally used to. So people are used to meeting their targets at work, for example. However, during the weekend or during the break that they might have, a long weekend or a small holiday break or so, you can have other tasks that you want to accomplish, and these can be as fulfilling, if not even more fulfilling, than your usual tasks. Example, you didn't meet certain relatives for a long time and now you want to meet them. Alhamdulillah, it's excellent. It's fulfilling. For example, every day you normally recite one ruku of Quran Sharif and now you're going to recite one juz. It's fulfilling. You'll see by the end of it, you're going to feel good about yourself. You're going to feel happy, alhamdulillah, that I've accomplished this. Even if it just be sometimes helping out in the kitchen, helping out at home. These are all productive tasks, even though they might be different from your norm. So your norm might be maybe working outside of the home, and now you did some work inside the home. It is productive. It's not a waste of time. It's something that you have done. But alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you felt fulfilled by it. You felt good by it. So I think those who want a successful next day, this is important for us. Those who want a successful next day.
During a holiday.
Those who want a successful next day during the holiday, a productive and a good, fulfilling next day, take care of tonight.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Wow.
If you take care of tonight, tomorrow will be good. That's a beautiful way of saying it. You take care of tonight and tomorrow, inshallah, will take care of you. But if you don't take care of tonight, If we just think that, okay, tomorrow's the day off, so today I'm going to scroll until 1 in the morning, I'm going to waste some time, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, then unfortunately you will find that the next day is not rewarding.
So in fact, the barakah and the blessings according to the ahadith which we have understood is so in the morning parts.
Absolutely.
For this ummah wuzul.
Absolutely.
And they say the early birds catch the?
Catch the worm. Absolutely. Many people that are successful in their fields, they spend time in their work, in their field, in that which they enjoy, in their hobbies, in their passions, in the early hours of the day. And that's where whatever it is that you spend time in, that you dedicate your time to in those moments, in the early hours of the day, that is what you're usually successful in.
And also, if somebody says, well, I have no work the next day, I'm going to sleep till 12 either. But that morning sleep cannot be compared to that night sleep. And the body needs that night rest as compared to the day rest.
Absolutely, that's very true. When the lights are out, when it becomes dark, this is the time when rest is most fulfilling to your body. So you cannot accomplish that much of rest, actual rest, during the day hours as your body can receive from night hours of sleep. So night hours of sleep are very important. Some people, you know, they tend to become nocturnal. They want to stay up at night and they want to work through the night and then they want to sleep through the day. You find that these people, they don't get to accomplish as much because the day, the morning part, that is the time that was full of barakah. That was the time for you to go out and do what you need to do. The one who tries to sleep soon after Isha, he wakes up in the morning at the Tahajjud or at Fajr. He wakes up with ease. He feels fresh. He or she. And the one who sleeps at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, how difficult it is to then even open the eyes.
Allahu Akbar.
So just think about it and let's make it easier on ourselves.
And it risks Fajr as well. It risks your Fajr Salah as well, mainly.
Yes, because now you're struggling to wake up. Whilst if you rest a little earlier, inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will become easier for you to wake up. So actually, someone, you know, told me also, not one person, many told me, that I have difficulty sleeping at night. If I lay down, I just can't get sleep. So I gave this suggestion to some of our students in Jamiat al-Madinah as well, that if you lay down and you can't get sleep, and this is what's happening to you normally, just lay down even if you don't get sleep. Lay down with your eyes closed. Don't start scrolling on a tablet or on a cell phone or something of that sort. Don't waste your time. Lay down with your eyes closed. Relax a little bit. Maybe you won't get sleep and maybe it'll take you 3 hours to fall asleep. And you'll wake up the next morning, it might be a little difficult. You'll go through your day in quite a tired state because you lost 3 hours of sleep. But by the next night, you'll be tired enough that when you lay your head on the pillow, inshallah, you'll fall asleep. And if you don't fall asleep and you stay up for another 2 to 3 hours, never mind. Don't change your wake-up time.
Eventually, you're going to accustom yourself to that.
Eventually, the day will come when you will lay your head on the pillow and it won't even be 5 minutes before you are seeing dreamland.
Have you met a brother who is like that type?
Oh, subhanAllah, some people are so blessed that the moment they lay their head down on the pillow, they just manage to finish their du'as. They've already fallen asleep.
I have also met one, two brothers, mashallah, and they will be like the prayers by, it's like 2 minutes I'm out. And you know, being at the age of 50, 60 and having such peaceful sleep and people cannot have that.
SubhanAllah.
It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely.
When you were talking, Masha, I was just thinking about the brothers, you know, these are parts of experiences of life. People go through this. There are many people who would do like literally nothing on the weekend. But when they go back to work, back to the same work. People enjoy doing nothing, even for 5 days consecutively, than to do something. Because going back to work is being productive.
Yes.
It's fitting your bills. You know you're getting a payment for that. You like the payment, but you don't like the work that entails for you to get the payment.
Yeah, I think people look for, you see, when people dislike their work, when they consider it a burden, they look for an escape from it. Instead of looking for a rest. And when people love their work and they love what they're doing and they know that alhamdulillah, I accomplish things, I do good, there's benefit in this, then they don't look for an escape, they look for a rest. Why I'm saying they still look for a rest is because they're not machines. And if we're not machines, we, you know what, even machines need rest nowadays. So we do require,
I like the way
rest.
You said nowadays,
because
of the quality.
As much as we you can love your work as well, sometimes the body just needs a little bit of a change so that when you get back to it, you can do better. Just think about it. Allah Ta'ala blessed us. We are so fortunate. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with night, Allah blessed us with day, then Allah blessed us with night and then with day. And it just keeps going like this. If someone says, I love my days, when the sun rises, I am overjoyed. I love the day, I enjoy my days. But yet the person still enjoys the night. How come? You enjoy the night as well because you enjoy your day, alhamdulillah. But you need that break. You need that rest. But because you enjoy your day, you're not looking for an escape from your day. You're just looking for rest. So Allah blesses you with the night of rest.
Right.
And then Allah Ta'ala blesses you with another day. Just like that. Enjoy your work and realize the benefit that there is in it. There's goodness in it. You make positive contributions, every one of us. We make positive contributions to the ummah, to society, to our families, through our work. We should enjoy it. But when you do need that rest, then take the well-deserved break and take the rest. Don't take it as an escape that, oh, finally I get out of this. Then you're going to dread going back. But when you go in with the mindset of rest, then you prepare yourself to go back. And then you get to enjoy it again.
MashaAllah. Very beautifully mentioned, Ya Sayyidi. Masa, we need to know, how can a Muslim balance his time between family, worship, free time, leisure, pleasure? How does a person work it out?
Allah Azza wa Jal. You see, Islam is a beautiful religion. Islam is the religion of balance. You know, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, guide me upon the straight path. We want the balanced path. When it comes to rest, you want to rest, but you don't want to rest in such a way that you rest for the rest of your life.
Mm.
You know, if you're just going to rest for the rest of your life, that's worrying. What is
that's regarded as death, yes.
Yes, so that's scary. Now, at the same time, you don't want to be so busy that you don't get any time to rest. We always want balance, and balance is beautiful. Islam teaches you that balance, that you have family time, you have time for ibadah, you have some free time. Well, when I say free time, it means some amount of time to, unwind a little bit, to come back to yourself, to relax a little bit. So these are the ways, and this is what Islam gives us. Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us in his blessed hadith that your body has a right over you.
Mm.
Your body has a right over you. We're always thinking that we're going to use our body in a way that, you know, helps us to accomplish our goals. But that body also has a haq. We also have to look after that body, which is an amana. It's a trust that Allah Azza wa Jalla has entrusted to us. Just like that, the eyes have a haq upon us. Our eyes have a right over us. Our families have a right over us. Your wives have a right over you. And it is important that we balance well enough to give everyone their haq. So just like that, we give our families their haq. We give our worship its haq. We give our work its haq. We also have to give the haq and the right to our bodies that our bodies do deserve. And that is sufficient rest, alhamdulillah. Performance of ibadah, some amount of exercise, eating in moderation. I say this, you know, emphasizing on it, because when it does come to a break time, then that's the point at which people break everything. They break diets and it all. And I'm not saying you have to have the strictest of diets, but not the most loose diet. Someone told me, I got a seafood diet.
Allah.
So do you only eat fish? They said, no, whatever I see, I eat.
Allah.
We can't have that kind of diet.
Allah.
Whatever I see, I'm going to eat. No, we have to have some system in life. And that system needs to be kept. And that's what's going to create a balanced and a fulfilling life, including a balanced and fulfilling weekend, week break. I just want to share one beautiful way of achieving balance as well. Some amount of a schedule, and it doesn't have to be the most rigid of schedules, but some amount of a schedule needs to be found.
You're actually sharing a practical structure to help us more understand this.
Inshallah.
Please,
so
please go ahead.
Yes,
inshallah.
Some amount of a schedule has to be found.
Right.
In other words, when someone does want to have their day to be productive, they want their day to be productive, you have to find some schedule. So yes, you need to outline, you need to set different parts of your schedule, and you can have some gaps between if it's your free day, if it's your free time, if it's your weekend. So the best way I can say for you to set your schedule is the first thing that should go on your schedule is your 5 salah. If your 5 salah are there already, you've created your gaps, that between my Fajr and Dhuhr I have a gap, Dhuhr and Asr I have a gap, Asr Maghrib, Maghrib Isha, and Isha to Fajr. After you've set that schedule, now you can get your rest time, so that's mostly going to be between your Isha and your Fajr, and then you can set the rest of your day. For example, someone can say, okay, I'm going to perform Fajr, and after Fajr, that's some relaxation time. That's my quiet time. That's my time when I'm going to communicate with my Rabb. That's my time for dua. That's my time for recitation of the Quran, etc. Then if you need to rest, you can rest. If you don't want to rest, maybe I'm going to give my family some time after that. So that too is productive time. Why? Because although you're spending it in leisure with your family, but you're creating family, you're strengthening family bonds. You're spending time with your children. I know many people, there are many people that get up in the morning. Yes, they perform their Salatul Fajr. They get busy with work. They leave for work before their children leave bed, before their children get up. These breaks are there to give you some productive time with your children as well. some productive time with your family as well. So alhamdulillah, you can have a morning schedule with your family. Midday, if you want to take some rest, you can take some rest. You can spend the time in the afternoon learning, reading some Islamic content. Your evening can be spent in some amount of reflection. You can have supper with the family. You can say, I'm going to do a little bit of ibadah before I go to sleep after my Salatul Isha, and thereafter I'm going to have an early night so that I can wake up the next morning early. Now, mashallah, I've given you just an outline. But between that, there are big enough gaps for you to put things in. Someone could have said, I'm going to spend some time all the way until Dhuhr with my family out. I'm going to take my kids out for the weekend. Mm. Alhamdulillah, that's excellent. But the beautiful thing is you have a structure. You know your waking up time is around about Fajr.
Mashallah.
You know your resting time is around about after Isha. And when you're going to sleep after Isha, you're already planning that I need to wake up for Fajr. So you're not going to sleep at 2 in the morning. So this ensures that you took care of tonight so that tomorrow can also be taken care of.
Wonderful.
And well, as
Mawlana
Sahib said, so that tomorrow can help take care
of you. Mashallah. I'm making sure that they don't say that last 5 minutes. Because the last 5 minutes don't end up, you know?
Yes.
A person then is scrolling for the last 1 hour when he says last 5 minutes.
Ooh.
So when you have set a target, try to stick to your target. I mean, this is the success, dear viewers. Time. Before this program, Mawasa was just discussing a beautiful narration of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi with me.
SubhanAllah.
What a thing you reminded me, Mawasa, that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions that time is like a sword. You rather cut your time doing useful things, or else the sword will cut you doing unuseful things. You weren't busy, or we're not tied because of doing too much. We get tied because of not doing any meaningful things. We don't have productivity in our lives, due to which we become bored, become tired. So when we become bored and we think scrolling on a video for 2-3 hours will make us feel better, then we become naggy, we become miserable, become moody. You want to eat something, you don't know what you want to eat. You want to say something, you don't know what to say. You want to sit, or you want to sleep, or you want to stand, or you want to walk, you have no idea yourself. These are the different emotions that comes in insan. Because you want to feel happy. So recite one para and see how happy you feel. Everyone has a right over you, your wife, children, parents. They all have rights from you. And your body is also asking for your rights. Because your body also has haq over you. You have to be obedient to your body. You cannot overwork it. It's an amanah given to you from Allah Azza wa Jalla. It has come from Allah, and to Him it will return. So, this eyes, this body that we have, it has a right. So, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, let's not strain our eyes. Let us strain our mind. Let's not put pressure on our health, because the very next day this could impact our mood, and this mood could erupt a fight and argument on a holiday as well. It happens. Because of late nights, early mornings, children fighting, waking up in the morning.
In
children will sleep late and wake up still early in the morning. And parents out there will say, but you know what, it's about holiday, let us sleep in peace. The kids gonna do what they have to do. So put them to bed early as well. Do not undo what you have trained your body to become over the days. If for 1-2 months you was like this, why let 5 days change what you were doing for the last 2 months? Why are you allowing for 5 days to compromise and buy that schedule that you set for yourself for the last 2 months? Be happy with this ni'mat of Allah in the form of a holiday. Do not go to bed late. Because trust me, it has an impact on your health. And on the longer run, when you get older, after 50, a person starts to see the signs of fatigueness more in the body because of not treating the body well. We only don't believe in eating. Everything can impact the body. The eyes cannot just become weak because of eating the wrong things.
Mm.
It can become weak because of watching the wrong, because of straining the eye as well, because of doing many other things with the eyes. Likewise with your heart, with your other body organs. So it's a ni'mat from Allah. Just like how you should not waste your time, you should not waste your body as well. So Mawlana Sahib, alhamdulillah, this is what we are mentioning, mashallah, azza wa jalla, before we come to the end of the program. And I think we have understood the structuring of the program. Our program is to maximize our time in productive activities.
Yes.
If somebody is planning an outdoor trip,
right,
will the same routine stick?
Yes, alhamdulillah. I say the overall routine would stick. That's why we didn't want to set the most rigid of routines.
Mm.
But it's also not about leaving your day open-ended. Open-ended days are not good. Anytime that you just say, I'll see wherever the day takes me, wherever the wind blows, that's where I'll go. No captain of the ship jumps on his ship and says, okay, wherever the wind blows us. No, you need to direct the wind. That's when you're going to reach a destination. And so have some outline for the day. Example, we've given that if you have your salah time structured, and now you start working between that, inshallah, azza wa jal, you will have a productive day. But if you have absolutely no schedule, just an open-ended day, then unfortunately you are not going to make anything out of the day. You'll find that if you're going to sleep for 12 hours, if someone's going to sleep for 12 hours, you don't... Who wakes up after 12 hours feeling refreshed? You don't. Because the first plus minus, well, especially for students I'm speaking about, 7 to 8 hours, and thereafter, after they've passed the 8 hours, now it's no longer tiredness. Right. Now it's just laziness.
Right.
So consider that I want to rest, but my body only requires a certain amount of rest. Thereafter, I'm going to become lazy. Just like that, I want some free time. Someone might feel, I just want to do nothing. I just want to be bored. But remember that boredom is going to frustrate you after a little while. You can't be bored for too long. It's going to become frustrating. Why is it that during the holiday times and during breaks, whilst people are spending time at home, they don't have all of the targets they normally have? That's the time that most fights erupt. Most arguments erupt. People get frustrated, they get annoyed with each other, they get annoyed at each other's company. Why is that so? It's because we have no targets, there's no productivity, there's no goals, there's no purpose. When there's no purpose, there's no goals, there's no productivity, then you just end up in each other's faces. And therefore, unfortunately, these, you know, we tend to argue with each other and fight over little things. Rather, we need to give ourselves some purpose. We need to be able to accomplish things. Remember, in life as well, those people who have goals, they have targets and they have purpose, they have no time to fight with people. And those who don't have goals, they don't have targets, they don't have purpose, they have all the time in their lives to fight, to argue, to gossip, to get involved in backbiting, to slander people, to lie, to do so many evils. What's the difference? We all have time, we all have 24 hours. Some people have occupied their 24 hours in such a way that they're looking, where can I find the 25th hour? And there are some people that they don't know where to spend these 24 hours. Mm. And therefore, they waste their time and they get involved
in so much.
Yet time
is such a valuable blessing from
Absolutely.
Allah. Such a valuable, priceless blessing from Allah. You cannot put a value to time, Ya Sayyidi. Allahu Akbar. And usually happens, the older you become, on one side, your body is asking and begging you for rest.
Yes.
And you promise your body, I'm going to rest. And then you have love in our heart for your family who's saying, Dad, and today we're going to go out, right? MashaAllah. And it's for their expectation. There are many parents out there who really sacrifice. I just want to give them acknowledgement.
Absolutely.
Allah has given you wealth, and some of that wealth you're spending on your family for their betterment. Not on haram, not extravagant. I'm speaking this general, you know, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. So, if somebody has been given wealth and you're just hoarding and saving and being a miser on spending on your family, don't do that.
Mm.
Weekends are there, holidays are there for you to have a good time. If it requires for you to spend a little money, if you have this blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla, spend it for the right reasons.
Absolutely.
Without extravagance, right? So, but there are people, mashallah, who have minor children who's not going to demand for holidays. So, depends on who gets bored and who doesn't get bored, right? I'm not saying Mawasab is going to... Doesn't have that. It's possible because these are children at the age of 2 and 3 can also say, you know, we want some good time.
They want to go here and they want to go there, you know.
Ya Salaam, Ya Salaam, MashaAllah. Mawasa, very closing words from your side. This was just general nasiha and advice, MashaAllah. Our discussion is, of course, making our waqt, our time more productive. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And just parting advice from Mawlana Sahib, what's best for the viewers of Madini channel? How can they make the weekend productive, inshallah?
MashaAllah, I think the whole program was important, but if someone could take something back that could be summarized within, you know, seconds, I would say it's the importance of still having a schedule despite your break. Some amount of schedule, it does not have to be something too rigid. It doesn't have to be something too rigid.
Right.
It can be quite flexible. There should be specific parts of it that are slightly rigid. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, between that you fit everything. Remember again, early to bed, early to rise is what's going to make a successful tomorrow.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. Shukran, Habibi. Mawlana Sahib, and we hope inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to have this program once again. So, we have now come to the end of the program, dear viewers. Keep good, stay good, and keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jalla, we will be back with this program next time, same place inshallah azza wa jalla. Until then, keep up to your salah, keep respect and adab, do not be vulgar, and subhanallah, keep spreading love and muhabbah, keep making happiness enter into the hearts of others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. This is your target throughout the weekend inshallah azza wa jalla. Until we meet again, sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى alayhi wasallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.